All right, continuing with the second part of the afternoon topic. And very briefly, I want to tell you about the inverted dynamics. It's come up several times. You should understand it. If you could conceive of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 written on a vertical column, it starts with 1 and then goes up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 with 8 at the top and 1 at the bottom. And then below 1, going down vertically, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, 1, this will work out that 1 and 1 is normal. covert estimate. That's a joke. Now, as you go up from 1 and down from 1, you could think of this as two cones going out from the same center. Now, progressively up from 1 would be out through the top. That is, say, conquest of the messed universe. This would be the direction we would follow. We'd conquer 1, then conquer 2, then conquer 3, then conquer 4, then 5, then 6, then 7, then 8. Theoretical course up. What is the theoretical course down? It's an inverted course, which starts at 8 and dwindles down to 1. Would be the descent of the person. Now let me make that much more clear. You've got your inverted cone, and it runs from the middle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, up. Got that. Now, your thetan, in getting in here, has gone from the top of that top cone, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There's his course of degeneration. Down to a point of a fairly good order, pretty good shape, Homo sapiens, really. He's still got a little bit of the stuff kicking around on the rest of the dynamics. But he's down, drifting in that field. All right. Now, let's take this fellow as he goes downscale from Homo sapiens into Homo sapiens in bad shape. He starts inverting. From 1, he departs out into 2. I was telling you about this the other day. Can't survive. Can't survive on 1. Therefore, he starts to the lower 2. Can't survive on sex or children, he decides. So he goes to the 3. Got to be part of a group organism, communist or something. Most communists have failed sexually, by the way. I don't mean to damn the Communist Party by that remark. That happens to be a clinical observation. Then when he gets down to 3, they're perfectly willing to sit around home and chew up other Russians until all of a sudden they drop into 4, and then we've got to internationalize. Then we drop below that and we get to 5. It's animals then. Then he goes down 6. That's just messed. You see, he's losing out. You might call this the gradient scale downward of anesthesia. He loses everything above the level in which he's operating. Now he loses 6 and goes into 7. And there's your psychotic band. They've lost 6 and are moving into 7. And man, the way he is now, the way he shouldn't be now, the composite that is modern Homo sapiens, markedly, just markedly, hangs around these two points. Way down. He's below an inverted 6, moving into 7. And then he moves into 8. Well, how the hell do you get this guy to turn around and go back up the other way? Fortunately, you don't progress the case mathematically, or arithmetically, or by diagrams. This is just a method of demonstrating to you what's happening. So you find this guy in the insane asylum who thinks he's God. By the way, your tone scale there begins with 8 at 0, 0. And runs up with 1 at 20. I was wrong before. I said that's a Homo sapiens. I keep thinking of man as optimum in pretty damn good condition. He's at 20, and where he got those ones crossed. And he's at 40 when he's up to the upper 8. This would be another way of graphing your tone scale. Come down at 20, and from 20 your dynamics invert and go lower. 7 and 8 are down there below 2. And 2, a little bit in advance of 2, is 6. Just a little bit up from 2. See? I'm just mulling this over here a little bit to make it plainer and plotting it against the tone scale. And when you'd go up, let's see, your level of comparison there. It must be a DEI sort of an inversion. He's got gradient scales of each one of these. It's a more complex graph by far than what we're demonstrating to you, but you should get this idea. Just get the idea of the two cones and you got it. It's a terrific number of small cones, which makes two big cones. All right, we get here. The psycho in the insane asylum was being God. And then we get the psycho in the insane asylum as being Christ. He's not quite as bad off as the psycho being God. See? He's inverted. He's out through the bottom to the extent that he, as a Thetan, is going to be God. You say, be 3 feet back of your head. If he was in communication at all, he would merely tell you he was God right now. See? Well, there wouldn't be any uncertainty about it. He knows. He's convinced you should be too. You run into this every once in a while, but the clue is she is nowhere near his body. In the first place, and he'd have to be processed to come back into his body and out of his body again in order to give you the exteriorization which we want. Symptomatic that he says, I'm over there. Now, because that's a long way to climb doesn't mean it's a long way to process. It breaks quickly. But he says as a Thetan, anywhere down from about an inverted 3, he'll tell you, I'm over there. See? My Thetan, he will say. See? And people who are really sold on religion talk about our God. Religion, as you know it, in the Christian church, is well in the vicinity of 0-0. It's really close to death. They talk about their God. A little bit higher, they talk about their Christ. Well, what's God in this case? It's themselves, but you've got to go all the way up through the dynamics to find it. You can't go out and walk around geographically trying to locate yourself, your own God, because you are your own God. That's so simple. You can't walk around all over the place trying to find Christ or put Christ in your heart or some such thing as that, because as far as you're concerned, when you got to a straight up 7, you'd be Christ. You get the idea. So we're not concerned with the condition so much as we are the distance. When a person is completely sold on the idea of there being a God, you know where he is on the tone scale. There is a God. I know there is a God. He is my God. And I am blah, 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 blah. And he's just sold down the line. You know you're talking to somebody. You know just about where he is on the tone scale. It's just about 0-0. Practically dead. A little higher on the tone scale, they use this God to Christianize him. Like they got slaves over in Africa. Well, you think for a moment that I'm using blasphemy. I'm not. These are the people that are using blasphemy. They are doing the only crime that you can do. They are denying themselves. That is the only crime possible. That is the only cross-up of ethics possible. After mulling it over and turning it over and testing it for a long time, I finally found that out, that the only unethical thing you can do is deny yourself. So they've denied themselves to the point of saying God is out there and he made the universe. Oh, no, he isn't. They made the universe, and they're not out there. They're right here. This fellow's inverted. He's not in his body. Now we come back up the line. We don't find anybody in his body until we start getting up fairly high. See, we're going right on up the line. Theta-wise. But fortunately, the very act of saying be 3 miles or 3 light years or 10 feet back of your head, the very act of saying this is the sudden recognition of it if the guy exteriorizes. How, at all, he jumps quite ordinarily up the tone scale a number of rungs. He goes up fast if exteriorizes like this. And he goes up fast, the more certainty he obtains on exteriorization. Because pow, 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 Q&A, the riddles of existence, are just fading out on him at a mad rate. It's real fast. That's why theta clearing produces the results it does. It's like shooting somebody up the tone scale with a rocket. And yet they apparently don't shoot up the tone scale because their body's right there, isn't it? And it didn't suddenly glow or do anything. Well, here you've got measuring whether or not the theta got into better condition by observing the flesh which he inhabited. That isn't very reasonable, but an auditor's liable to do that if he doesn't recognize that he's not liable to do that. In other words, we exteriorize the fellow. He will manifest physical changes. Oh, yes, he will. But it'll take a little while, maybe, for the physical changes to catch up to him. The body doesn't change fast. Horses, for instance, when raised in the lowlands of Persia, where it's very hot, grow short hair, and when they pushed into the mountains, where long hair is very desirable, still don't grow any for three generations. And horses who have long hair in the mountains, when put down in the plains, keep that darn long hair for about three generations. They just want to make sure they're on the lower plane. Well, that's the body, and it gives you an index of how close it's contacting mist and how fast it's willing to change. It's not willing to change fast at all. It wants to change real slow, generation by generation, if possible. It doesn't like this 5-minute alteration complete. One of you the other day coming in and complaining a little bit after a certain amount of processing, a certain physiological change took place connected with the pineal gland. Is that right? Well, there was no complaint about it. It's just the fact that the body is not accustomed to a sudden endocrine shift. I can tell you how to shift the body's endocrine system around madly. You just use rising scale processing with the chart of attitudes. How simple. You do this on some girl. If you did this on an 11-year-old girl, you would probably shoot her up into the age of puberty in an awful rush. You'd probably change her physiologically and speed up the whole process. You do this on a girl who was much older, and her endocrine system will turn back on again. You can change the body all over the place. But the point I'm trying to make is that the body is conservative and the thetan isn't. All the thetan has to do to change is just change his mind. But as long as he's evaluating according to the body, he thinks he has to change the body before he even changes the thetan. Well, you're just doing this job. You're trying to get him into the body so you can get him out. It's a hell of a note, isn't it? It's an inverted proposition. You're trying to get him into the body before you can get him out. Well, processes show up and are quite evident immediately as to how you get somebody who's way downscale. As far as the thetan is concerned, he might be downscale as a body and upscale as a thetan, but still the body kicking back against the thetan could make him outside the body before he gets into it. You'll find some thetans working this mock-up from clear up in outer space someplace. You'll find other ones stuck thoroughly in a theta trap. I mean this physically. I don't mean this in a mock-up form. They're actually in some kind of a trap someplace, or they're in a room, or they're standing in front of an electronic switchboard or something. Way to hell and gone out of here. Nothing to do with it. I ran across a preacher one day, had constant ringing in his ears. Ring, 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 all the time, all the time, all the time. And nothing, no process known to man would change this thing. Till all of a sudden I said, well, why don't you move away from the dynamo? His body didn't go any place, but he just simply moved away from the dynamo. He ran into the guy who was standing behind him. This caused him to look down at his hands and feet, at which moment he immediately got sick at his stomach. They were so horrible. He'd been standing there looking at the view screen. He's been there for a long time. I just shoved him off because I moved his position away from the view screen and out away from that, and then processed him around for a while, then got him to finally sever the communication lines and then pick up direct lines with the body. I had to run hand flopping, a wonderful little technique called hand flopping, up to a point where he finally realized that he was controlling the body. Realization. You didn't run it as long as enough to get the complete realization of it. Who's controlling this body? You run it without thought. You get your hands flopping up and down, and just suddenly just keep thinking, who's controlling this body? Who's making these hands do this? Flop, 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 flop. And all of a sudden it'll dawn on you with tremendous certainty, I am. See? I mean, that's good stuff. That's a real good little technique. Now, what's the condition here? The condition is the guy has run away from his body. He's run away from bodies. He can't even be in the body. The value of the body is so great that they don't even dare come near one. That's very true. They don't even dare come near one. They might hurt it. And so they're running it on extensional lines or some doggone cool thing. At least this is the way they're computing. Regardless of what they're doing or what they think they're doing, you have to come up through a solid six. You'll find them kicking around with spirits. You'll find wasting ghosts on some of these people is very effective. Wasting God, wasting ghosts, wasting spirits, wasting Christ. And they'll start picking right on a thought. Or you simply do the processes which I've already been giving you. And they accomplish the same thing. The best of those processes, by the way, although it takes a while, we run on a Wolfstone case, is step 2 of SOP-8. That's real good. By having them move the mock-up, and have them move the body and move the mock-up, and then have them advance the mock-up and retreat from the mock-up, but bring the mock-up with them, you know. Keep the same distance and advance and retreat and so forth. But the time to stop that is not when they're still groggy. You just keep it up. You just keep rowing it. You keep walking forward toward the mock-up and the mock-up walking back with them until you finally got this set up. Now there's an extension on SOP-8, by the way, which is creating something which creates, which creates. And I'll go into that in a moment. But you get what I mean by an inverted dynamic. The fellow is so dispersed, he's so scattered around, he's below the level of being in a body. Now let's not labor this. This is not serious. It simply explains to you the condition under which some of your pre-clears are operating up to the time you process them. SOP-8 is the method of processing them, and its ramifications, as I'm giving them to you here. There are lots of ramifications. There are lots of faster processes, too. But the point is, the guy you're trying to exteriorize, when he doesn't exteriorize, isn't in the body. You ask him to do an impossible thing. He's already exteriorized, as far as he's concerned. He's either some other Thetan, or he's some other demon, or he's someplace else. And he wouldn't be able to come near the body on a bed. You got what we mean by an inverted dynamic. What is the anesthesia level of the pre-clear? What can he communicate with? If he can communicate with MEST, you got him at the level of inverted six. If he can only communicate with spirits, only communicate with spirits, and all else is kind of unreal and dull to him, he's got him at inverted seven. If he can only commune with God and all else is strictly mock-up, he's an inverted eight. Where can he communicate? This person shouldn't be mistaken by you for 2 seconds. Because when I said he can only communicate with, that's what I meant. His communication level is so slight on the other dynamics, he wouldn't know groups, or he wouldn't know anything about man large, or he'd be kind of foggy on the subject of animals. Animals, animals, yes. Yes, animals are nice, aren't they? God made all these little animals. Here we go, see. Yes, women are very, very nice. Yes, yes, very, very good women in the world. Take Mary Magdalene. Here we go, see. Now we're in communication. How do you know you're in communication? Because he talks with certainty on the subject. Is that it? So simple. That's diagnosis, if you want it that way. Now you could also plot this thing out horizontally and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 with an up and lower cone for each one of the numerals. And he could handle the problem, each dynamic individually. Or they tend to pin each other down a bit. But you could just handle each dynamic individually. You'd just strike into the problem, any place you wanted to strike into, any preacher, you'll find dynamics 1 to 8. And treat each one as an upper 8 or a lower 8. An upper 5 or a lower 5. Let's just start in the preclear willy-nilly and say he can't communicate with animals, obviously. Here we go. He can't communicate with animals. You just assume this. But there'd be something wrong with his communication with animals. And you might find that his ability to communicate with animals is pretty damn good and held a lot better than the rest of the men around him, but he still can't talk to them. He still can't walk into the horse and say, "Are you?" See what I mean about communication with animals? He can't walk up to a dog and say, "Hey, gee, there's just a swell fire plug down in the next block." Rover was by there a half an hour ago. I just passed the place. You get what I mean by communicate with animals? Now let's take communicate with mast. Does stuff do what you want it to do? Damn seldom. A fellow who can't work is simply hung up on 6. He's on inverted 6, the lower part of 6. Now if you plot your case, then with the second system I mentioned, you have a case plot, which is beautiful to behold. You just work that case plot with creative processing on creation and destruction by explosion. Mock-ups. Your case will solve itself. Do it by gradient scales. You can't blow up a cat. Well, by golly, you can blow up the duplicates you made of the cat by taking a stray hair, which has already been pulled out, which is on the cat's back, out of the duplicate, and holding it out at a distance for both the duplicate and the cat, blowing up that hair. You can always do that. You can finally get down where you can blow up the tail of the duplicate cat. Then you finally blow up the mock-up of the cat. Now we can take dogs, animals, crocodiles, any doggone thing you want. On a gradient scale with creative processing, and this technique is wide open. You just sit down and do this. Say, well, we've got this technique, and all we do is write down on a piece of paper in a horizontal line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, we draw a cone up and a cone down from each one of those numerals. And we'll find his lowest level of dynamic in an awful rush. We'll find out where he's the worst off simply by asking questions connected with it. And where you find him in communication is when he alerts and starts to talk to you. Processing a preacher one time. Nobody had ever been able to do anything with this fellow. He was in pretty bad shape, actually. He had enough people around him in bad shape and in misery and broke and so forth that after 40 years of it, by Q&A, he was at last miserable and bad shape and broke. So, this wasn't an inevitable fate. It merely shows that the environment determined him. He didn't determine the environment. So we got the preacher. And I talked about himself. And outside of being miserable, he didn't have anything to say about himself. I mentioned the subject of sex. And a sort of an imbecilic thought that this was something evil flicked through his mind, but that was about all. I talked to him about his parish, and his parish didn't even vaguely worry him anymore. They do not weep, and neither do they spin, or something of the sort. Way off beam. Talked to him about material objects, things he owned, and so forth. Way out of communication. And I talked to him about Christ. And he showed a little bit of animation. He said, well, of course he couldn't really have been a man. He must have been more of an idea that God sent here. Here we go. Now, I said, well, now concerning God. Yes, he says. Do you often have a feeling that he smiles upon you or in his presence? Well, you have to be really rather careful, you see, in your concourse with God, because it might be damaged by some sordid thought. Poor guy was already beginning to worry about the only calm line he had left, which was God. You give him about 30 more seconds on the hour hand that man uses for a lifespan, and he just would have slipped overboard, and nobody would even notice the splash, including himself. All right, here's an analysis of a case, but this could be the analysis of any case. You talk to this girl, and you say, yourself, sex, groups, man, well, yes, somebody should do something for that. Talking about that, I had the cutest cat once. Here we go. She's on inverted five. Just like that, bang. She still conceives herself to be in such strong communication with six, seven, and eight that she doesn't worry about it. But she's got the cutest cat, and the cat got sick one day. You get to where you spot a case now. Now, what's the fastest way to process the case? Is pick up the last inverted dynamic, the highest inverted dynamic you can find with which he's still in communication, and rehabilitate it. You got it? Now, you'll find people in Scientology that have moved into Scientology on an inverted seven. You guys aren't on an inverted seven. You swung in through here on probably an inverted three or four, which is terrifically high for men. People condemn Dianetics and Scientology and say we've got lunatic fringe. Sure, we got lunatic fringe. You bet your life. But do you know the only people interested in this really are an intellectual strata which number probably, I'm afraid, amongst the first 5 or 10,000 in the United States. You know, there are only about 10 to 15,000 intellectuals in this country. That's a horrible fact, isn't it? But it's true enough. I checked it up often enough. All right. You're real high tone. You swing in on an inverted four. Did you ever see the terrific sentimentality which is showered by armies on animals? And the amount of Christ that armies buy? They sure do. Your army varies. There's some real tough cookies in there that don't care for nothing. But the rank and file of the army is on an inverted five somewhere. They live like dogs. They feel like dogs. They speak like dogs. They love dogs. And the name for a soldier in many languages, dog face or dog soldier.
Devil dogs.
Devil dogs. I mean, we've all got animals tied up in here. The army mule, so forth. Always. That's something. The Navy, hell, they're hopeless. Nobody can place them anymore. They've gone past God. They're on an inverted 12. They're always talking about letting things go to hell. The standard phrase of the Navy. Let things go to hell. Yeah, they let everything go to hell, and we caught it, and so forth. It's real interesting. All right. There's the handiest scientometry I know, because that is scientometry, if you don't mind my coining the word. I mean that word jokingly, by the way. But that is, in Scientology, case diagnosis. Or exteriorization. You're not interested in aberration, you're not interested in quirks, you're not interested in words, you're not interested in where they can get mock-ups, you're not interested in any God's number of things on the thing. Now you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and tell you that it's not analogous to steps 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Actually, these steps are Arabic numeral. You know, we've got Roman numeral for the steps, and the actual index, where you slip over into the technique,
is inverted 1, inverted 2, inverted 3, inverted 4, inverted 5, inverted 6, inverted 7, inverted 8. We've got no technique for 8 because there's no communication with 8. They're dead. Except what communication in life you yourself are willing to instill in the person by manual contact or by artificial communication factors. I've worked on these, and when I say there isn't any technique in SOP 8 for 8, I am stretching a point too far. There is a mechanical technique at level 8, and we'll cover that in this course, but it's none of our damn business right here. Okay? We then slide over from the step which we exteriorize them on and watch whether or not their communication line goes up or down, and slide into that letter step, as I told you before. But that letter step is a dynamic number, Arabic. A is 1, B is 2, and a complete process. Anytime you get stalled down, you have several processes. Please hear me. You have several processes. The best of these processes is, next to the last list of self-analysis, Scientology, and self-analysis and Scientology. You always got that technique. It isn't that we just wearily give up and so we use this technique. It actually is a technique that will feed the bank of a neurotic or psychotic up to a point where he can actually be processed. Up to that point, he's got communication lines which are so tightly taut that he can't get them stretched enough to blow a lock. If I knew a good, fast, handy way of pumping these fellows full of better energy, I would tell it to you. Self-analysis is the easiest. You always got that at any level of case. You can always say self-analysis and Scientology. Any group, you can count on the fact that the people in the group are going to get good results rather uniformly. You may even get some miracle results, but the chances of getting miracle results are slighter than in Six Steps to Better Beingness. But your chances of getting uniform results throughout the group are much greater by the use of the list of self-analysis. Now, you can improve those to be past, present, and future tense. And you've got a perfect package right there. Well, now, on diagnosis, we've got create and destroy on all those dynamics. Maybe for the first time, you make it completely usable to you. You don't have to depend upon the flick of an emir. But it's very handy to have as you go down these dynamics. Just find out where the fellow goes into communication, that's all. Solve the problem at that level, and you will bring him enough closer to being interior to be exteriorized. You have to bring him in to get him out, and that's the motto. And that ranks with thinking is condensed feeling, or feeling is condensed looking. And two or three others I give. You have to get them in to get them out. When you find yourself getting sort of groggy about a case, you don't quite know what to do with the case, when your tendency is to reach over with a beam and yank them out of their heads, blow up their ridges, throw one through each ear, bring them down in a wonderful crash to produce an effect or somewhere or other, just remember that you've got to get them in to get them out. And if you can get them out, why, gee, they go up tone scale. Boom. Well, how do you get them out? Well, you get them in first. Well, how do you get them in? Just look at the case and do a diagnosis on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Where is he in communication? People here are trained now. Two or three are looking at me haunted. I'm thinking, I wonder if there's an inverted 10. But you'll find out that horizontally, as you go across the boards with the upper cone and the lower cone on each numeral, you'll find out that this is a much fairer rating. Actually, they just a little bit inverted down on all the dynamics. Now, why do we use inverted and up cones? Why? Huh? Because the fellow is introverted on that dynamic. You can go along and find out where a person is introverted exactly and exteriorize it from there. You want to know why your Thetan doesn't have magnificent perceptics the moment he steps out of the body, and why he very often sees a facsimile or sees a ridge instead of looking at the room? It's simply a problem of inverted and straight up cones. That's all. It's just a problem of it. He is not doing well on six. And he's on an inverted six. Now don't expect that it's this mechanically mathematical. It is not. But it's not a very complex problem either. And this mechanical or mathematical schema, shifting to German. Just look at that. Recognize we're having a little rough time with this case. This case looks all right. This case seems to get good mock-ups. This case seems to do this. It seems to do that. Don't go adrift, please. If you don't do this, you can't find out. You've got self-analysis. You've got six steps to better beingness. They don't apply to psycho cases. They're too strong for a psycho case. So you've got these last resorts. You've just got, we'll sit and hold the two back corners of the room and don't think. That's sometimes too much for a six or a seven, but you could risk it very easily. And you've got this straight up and introverted dynamic. Test for that. Talk to the pre-clear and listen to what he says. Sometime you will get just what I mean when I say, get communication from the pre-clear. Get communication in from the pre-clear. Because very few auditors bother to. They don't ask the pre-clear what's happening. Or they find out some of the damnedest things. I've seen an auditor sit and process a pre-clear that I knew the pre-clear was just going round and round and round in squirrel cages, the like of which had never been drawn or designed by Walt Disney. And the auditor was confidently proceeding and was getting no place. The pre-clear failed to get a mock-up five mock-ups ago. While still obeying the auditor with the new mock-ups, he doesn't know where that other mock-up is. Now, do you mind if I mention something right here? Okay, I'm going to talk about, you said there was a third person, remember? Do you mind if I mention that? And you won't influence your case if I tell you what it is, but I won't tell them what it is. Anytime you get two mock-ups and a third one shows up, for Christ's sake, go back and read 16G if you want the answer to this. The guy's certain there's a person standing out front. He's been certain all along. He's been certain for years. So when you give him a chance to put two mock-ups, he knows there's another person out there. Person's been there all this time. Now, what do you run on this to get rid of that mock-up? Boy, if your case is not in an imbalance at all, what do you run?
That was three of me.
Okay, three of you. That's worse. He's got somebody standing out in front of him. This sure is. What is this? There's somebody standing in front of him. Isn't there? Well, you tab and take a look at it and get awful interested in this sudden automatic mock-up that showed up. Get real interested because the case is parked with an extra body. And he's certain that the body's there. Only the body isn't there. So you just run certain or another one of me is present. Certain there's no other person present. Certain there's a person present, certain there's no other person present, just like that out there in the bracket. If he's in good shape, you can just get rid of it as a concept. Just pam, pam, pam. All of a sudden you say, my God, my God, my God, my mother's been standing in front of me arguing now for about 20 years. Phooey, pam. Mock up a half a dozen more mothers and blow them up. You can do anything you want to with it now, but actually just running the concept and getting to recognize the other. You talk about extroversion and introversion, where would be the pre-clear who was seeing an extra one of himself suddenly, automatically? Right.
Introverted on one.
That's right. He isn't in him. He's probably looking at his body. You say, see? Mock-up. Another mock-up. All sorts of possibilities show up from this, but an auditor could, as a technique, instantly that he can apply there. All of a sudden, there's an automaticity of another person. This simply means he's got a conviction there is somebody else in front of him there. All right, we just run the conviction there is somebody there, the conviction there isn't somebody there, and we unlock it. See how we unlock it? How easy, how easy, how simple. Don't run it very long. Don't run a limited technique like that very long, because you get into hot water, of course. You start running and you're running fall. All right. On this afternoon, I want to continue with your assignments, but I want you to give some attention to this. I want you to satisfy yourself completely as to this, the objective reality. I'm trying to stop the waves as they remove themselves from you so as to disclose you to somebody else. I want each of you, under auditing and so forth, to get an experience on that until you actually see it. It's all right to sit and watch somebody else do it, and you laugh like hell, too, and everything is fine. But until you do it yourself, you don't quite see what's happening there. Because it's funny, because he finds it's funny. Well, that's different than a line charge. And this morning, I gave you something to do on what? Gave you the whole class something to do, something to find out.
Who did it? Reason for punishment.
Desire.
Yeah, go on. Yes. Okay, and what sudden stuff turned up on this? What convictions? Did anybody get any bing out of this? Anybody get any bing on the right to be nothing? Gee whiz, did you run it out?
I didn't run it. The auditor didn't run it.
Oh, you forgot about it.
I'm
going to get my Argentinian whip. And if that doesn't work, I'll get one of those bolo things, you know what I mean? They've got a ball on each end of it, and you throw it and it wraps around the neck. Look, for heaven's sakes, run this. Because this will break it, kid. The right to be nothing, as well as reasons have to exist so I can punish somebody. Bust a case particularly, but that right to be nothing, that's real. Just run it as a concept in a bracket, just as an idea, so you see what happens here. It's real good. Will you do that? Will you do that? Don't forget about things like that, because we've got to get some subjective, objective reality on some of these manifestations. We see them in a pre-clear. We say, gee whiz, like today, I run into other people's problems. Now, I'm going to give you another one, as long as you were very bad children and need to be punished. I'm going to give you another one. Run the concept, other people's problems. Just that's all in brackets. Just not positive or negative or anything. Just run the concept, other people's problems. You got it. I want you to see that, because there are several of these concepts as they come along. All of a sudden, one of them sitting on top of the cage. You know, they're just a handful of them. They're not very many of them. All right. And you run any of the sub-zero scale, and you got yourself a picnic on your hands with some preacher will be sitting right there, all ready to be tripped. Now, the other proposition is here that somewhere on the case there is a mock-up. This is an interesting little search. There's a mock-up of a person of the current lifetime, which, when blown up, releases and frees the case. You can always count on this. There is a person on the case which, when mocked up and blown up, has a tendency to really release the case, real search. And if you want that elusive button, the psychoanalyst is always trying to search for. You know, he's saying, you push on the button, you push the light switch, and the lights turn on. You know, in other words, the guy comes up to 0.0. All you have to do is just find there's somebody on this case which, when blown up a few times, releases the case. There's always somebody. You have to usually blow this person up on a grading scale. You get a place where they have been many years ago, and they're not gone from you. Blow it up. Then you get a footprint which they left behind in the sand, and you blow that up. And then you blow up a shoelace, and then you blow up a shoe, and then you blow up a finger, and then you blow up their hair, and you finally blow them up. And then you get it so it's real good and real fast, and you blow them up in a heck of a hurry, and all of a sudden the creature feels tremendously relieved. Just such an automaticity of the third person showing up will show up on any case you've got if you look for it. Anyone has got some slight idea that somebody in this current lifetime, I don't care how clear this guy is, or how well he's feeling, or how well he's marked, or anything else, he can always get a resurgence on blowing up one person. Now, it isn't any contest of yours to find this person. But if you're ever confronted with the necessity of getting a pretty close release, pretty fast release on a case, you only got about 5 minutes, you know, and you're going to fix this case up, you just take a look at them, and you decide they're a boy trying to be a girl or something of the sort, and you just kind of drift through very fast on various personal relationships. You just decide that there's a change there somehow. You're not blowing up the basic reason, understand? You're just blowing up a person. It'll be Papa. You can always do something with a case by blowing up Mama. Always. You always blow up Mama with good benefit to the case, if you can get her blown up. You can always get her blown up if you blow up by Grady instead. Blow up somebody who, blow up a doorpost that once saw Mama. Gradient scale. See, there is a release on the destruction of a personality to preclear certain specimens. He's unable to destroy somebody in the case. Oh, you've been blowing me up, huh? Okay, that's the end of class. I'll take care of you later.